Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Today's theme, Living by the Grace of God. Grace is a gift, pure gift. Grace is God's power offered freely when we need it, regardless of what we do or don't do. It's God's decision. He offers it because He cares. However, availing ourselves of His grace does depend on us. We cannot sin and remain in the state of grace. We cannot sin and remain in God's good graces. God's grace is necessary. It's a gift with a purpose. We cannot avoid sin unless we rely on God's gift of grace. Mary is the holiest human who ever lived because she was full of grace, as stated in today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Due to this fullness, she resisted all temptations to sin. Tradition tells us that she remained full of grace throughout her life, which is why we can safely hold fast to the dogma that says she never sinned, ever. Grace is available to us because of Christ. He gave us His Holy Spirit so that our holiness would be activated by the power of God, by the presence of God, and by the truth of God. If we desire this, He favors us with the grace we need. Have you ever been granted with a new understanding, or with a deeper love for others, or with greater purity of heart? This is evidence that you've been favored by God. What does it mean to be favored? The world says, if I do a favor for you, then you owe me a favor. God says, I do many favors for you because I love you. The world says, if you're my favorite, I'll treat you better than I do others. God says, you are my favorite, and so is everyone else who embraces the saving power of Christ. Don't compare yourself to others because you are special to me in your own unique way. The Holy Spirit planned ahead for the birth of Jesus by creating Mary without the effects of original sin. This is called her Immaculate Conception. God completely filled her with the gift of grace so that the body of Jesus, who is fully divine and holy, could be formed in her womb and so that the child Jesus could be raised in a holy environment. Yet, as highly favored as Mary was, God did not love her more than He loves you. Love is love. There is no such thing as less love or more love. It is not given nor withheld based on what a person deserves. Love is limitless, love cannot be stopped, and love gives itself away freely because anything less is unloving. In His love for you, God wants to help you resist temptation. Ask for more grace and He will gladly provide it. But to receive it, you have to want to be holy. By giving to Jesus your desire to be holy, you will receive the grace He is already offering to you.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.